The Sacrament of Marriage. A few days ago, I was talking with a friend who is a bit older than me. We talked about our childhood. He told me the following with deep emotion. When I was a kid, my mother used to kiss me goodnight after helping me with my prayers. This sign of my mother's love made me feel very happy. My father also made me very happy. In winter, he used to sit me on his lap in front of the fire and tell me many stories about his trips when he was young and how much he had to work to improve his standing. I was always waiting for my father to come back from work so as to listen to him. I asked my friend about his parents' health. "They are quite old now," he told me. "My mother is very sick. She is bedbound all the time. Both my parents live with me. When I am out working, my father takes care of her." The way parents love their children, and the way they care for each other, makes us think of the greatness of the sacrament of marriage. Do we properly thank our parents for all they do for us? Do we help them when in need? Do we try to make them happy? Do we pray for them every day? The institution of marriage in the Garden of Eden. The book of Genesis teaches us that God created man and woman with the mission of procreating and multiplying. God created them male and female. He blessed them, saying to them, "Be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth." This is the institution of marriage, whose main purpose consists in having children and educating them. Its secondary purpose is the mutual help of the spouses. "It is not right that the man should be alone. I shall make him a helper." Therefore, marriage is something sacred by nature, and the spouses are God's cooperators. They participate in God's power to give life by generating the body in which God infuses a soul created in his image and likeness, born to give glory to God and to be happy with him in heaven. Marriage is a Christian sacrament. Jesus Christ raised marriage, instituted at the beginning of humanity, to the dignity of a sacrament. Marriage between Christians is an image of the union between Christ and his spouse, the Church. Christian tradition has regarded the wedding at Cana as one of the confirmations of marriage's divine value. Therefore, there is only one true marriage among Christians, that which Christ sanctified and elevated to the dignity of a sacrament. Thus, Catholics cannot marry by means of so-called civil marriage. This union cannot be valid because it is only a legal ceremony before the state. Among Catholics, marriage is only valid when contracted within the Church. The properties of marriage. Marriage, both as a natural institution and as a Christian sacrament, is invested with two essential properties, unity and indissolubility. Unity means that marriage is the union between one man and only one woman. A man shall leave his father and mother and become attached to his wife, and they become one flesh. Indissolubility means that the marital bond can never be dissolved. What God has united, human beings must not divide, as is written in the Gospel. Divorce, therefore, is prohibited. God wanted it that way for several reasons, for the good of the children and for the good and happiness of the spouses. Both goods disappear when divorce is introduced in a society. It is also a good for the whole human society, because humanity is made up of families, and the more solid and stable the families, the greater the harmony and happiness among society and individuals. The effects of the sacrament of marriage. Marriage increases the sanctifying grace in those who marry. Therefore, it has to be received in the state of grace. If not, even though the marriage is valid, it becomes a sacrilege. Marriage also confers on the spouses the help necessary to sanctify themselves in married life, to educate their children, and to carry out their other marital duties. These duties are, concerning each other, to love and respect each other, to be faithful to each other, and to help each other mutually. Concerning their children, to feed them, to clothe them, to educate them religiously, morally, and intellectually, and to provide for their future. The contracting parties are themselves the ministers of the sacrament. However, marriage ought to be celebrated before witnesses and in the presence of the parish priest or his delegate. If not, it is invalid. Marriage, a path to sanctity. The sacrament of marriage grants to the spouses the graces necessary to sanctify themselves and others. It is the duty of the whole family, of the children too, to foster in a natural way the Christian atmosphere of a bright and cheerful home, sacrificing themselves to obtain the human and supernatural virtues proper to a family which was made holy by a sacrament from its beginning. Resolutions for a Christian life. Make an effort to make life more pleasant for those who live with us. Have great regard for this sacrament and help others to understand it and thank God for it.